This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me Mark Schwartz, president of Victory Sweepers, and we'll be talking about their strategic alliance of his company and Stuart Amos. Mark, welcome.
Good afternoon.
We know that you and Stuart Amos have put together a strategic alliance that positions the marketing arm of Stuart Amos as the number three full lines sweeper manufacturer in the country of USA manufactured sweepers, and I'd like to get your take on that, if you would, and what you think that does for Victory Sweepers, what it does for the marketplace, and how it positions you.
Well, I hadn't really thought about it as them being the number three full-line marketer in the U.S. That's a great place to be. You're absolutely right. That would make them number three. The reason simply we put this together was that we knew that the economy was down. We knew that all manufacturers and sweeper sales are struggling a little bit, if not a lot. Although our numbers are fairly decent on the parking lot side, they're surely not where we want them. And here we come with a brand new product line, that great product that sweeps well and simple and all the right stuff, and now I've got to go invest $500,000 in setting up a dealer network with only two machines. So I got to talking to Frank, and he basically has for the last year, few years, done the same thing with just two or three or four mechanical sweepers. I needed what he had, he needed what I had, and I wanted to focus more on the manufacturing side and the design side. We have several other products we're working on. Frank is the marketing guy. He's got his act together, got a good small dealer network started, and it's going to grow fast. I've already seen growth since we put our alliance together. And I just think that was the best win-win I've come up with, or we've come up with in a long time, so I'm excited, and things are so far working out great.
It does seem to make a lot of sense for you not to have to put together a dealer network, for him to not have to figure out how to build an air sweeper, and he's not going to figure out how to build one the way you would know how to build one anyway, because of the vast amount of experience you have in that field. So this does seem like a match made in heaven. Is there anything that you want to add into how that's going to work, or how you expect to approach the U.S. market? Anything about your R4 and R6 that
you'd
like
to start with?
Know?
We couldn't have put anything together with a more class outfit than Stuart Amos. Those guys are not only from the service side, but also from the marketing side. And the first time I ever talked to Frank, I called to pass a lead along. Not thinking in the afternoon here, it was probably about 5:15 in Huntsville. Well, that was 6:15 up there, and the phone rang, and guess who answered the phone? Frank did. Started telling him I had a lead, and he never introduced himself as the president. And long story short, I've come to find out he's the guy that owns the place. He's taking a lead at 6:15 at night. I'm at 5:15 at night. I'm doing the same thing. I'm passing one along. So it seemed like there was some synergy right off the bat. But the R4 and the R6, as far as complementing his line, it's almost perfect. The chassis are there. They're similar. The R4 is a high-dump regenerative air, comparable to some of the models that are already on the market, like the 435, the Elgin Fury, the A4000. All of those are in the same grouping. The thing we were noticing and what we kept hearing when we were building these is that there's this need for a larger capacity unit. And, you know, everybody says, well, you can't do that on a 19.5 GVW. Well, you can if you fill it with sand, but we started doing our research and found out that you can't fill any of these with sand. 6 cubic yards of sand is more than anything out there is going to haul that we could find. So we said, well, what does street sweepings weigh? And I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think it was 870 pounds is what street sweepings weigh. We went through and started figuring up what we had reduced the weight of the unit by. You know, we're right in there. We've got surplus capacity, and we started shaving hopper sizes and getting all of our details put together and, you know, going with an aluminum bumper and aluminum toolboxes instead of steel, which you don't need the steel, and it's corrosion resistant. Everything started just coming together. And before you know it, we've run our numbers. We can be just as competitive with a 6-yard on a 19.5 GVW as some of these guys can on their 26,000 or their 33,000 GVW. And you get a lot less cost. Now, does that mean this machine does everything and replaces a Timco 600 or an A7000? Not at all applications, but in some we have already replaced a Timco 600 with it. It's actually working real well, working extremely well. So there's a shoe for every foot, and we believe that, you know, we're not going to sell one to everybody in America, but we think we can sell one to about every other person in America, so we're pretty excited.
Well, that sounds like a good market survey.
I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you.
Of course. Well, congratulations on what appears to be just an obvious deal in retrospect, and we'll be interested, I know, as the entire industry watching to see how that works out, because you grew up in the air sweeper side of it and then went on to build broom sweepers when you were president of Schwartz Industries, but your real expertise was in air sweepers, and so it just makes sense that for Stuart Amos, instead of to go and, you know, reinvent the air sweeper wheel, that this kind of alliance would take place. So,
also compliment Mark Stratton, their chief engineer. He's got the mechanical side down pretty good. He knows what he's doing. That frees me up to play with air, which I'll be honest with you, I'd much rather do. We have several products on the board, some on the parking lot side and even some bigger machines for the street side. You know, trying to maneuver a path in this marketplace and economy that's profitable is difficult today. We're trying to find the right product. We believe dustless and waterless is still the holy grail, and we don't think anybody's really done it right yet. So we're working hard to come up with something that doesn't have to have a filter or doesn't have to have very many filters and is very efficient when it comes to dustless, and we think we're getting close. We also have started looking a lot at the electric side, and there's some ground that still needs to be covered there, but our electric tow behind is working really well. That's helped us to understand a little bit about that technology. So going forward, we've talked to the guys that helped us develop that. They're looking at doing some truck-mounted stuff too. So lots of stuff in the works. You take that and throw it into trying to establish a dealer network with two models on a product line, you'll see real quick why we've coupled up with Stuart Amos, and we're tickled that we have.
Certainly appreciate your input and willingness to talk to the industry about the whys and wherefores of this alliance, and wish you the best, of course, as you go forward. I know it'll put a target on your collective forehead with the other manufacturers, but that's what it's all about, I guess.
I think I have one permanently tattooed there, so it just doesn't seem no matter what I do, I'm always a target of somebody. But this industry seems like it's in a little bit of stagnation right now, and I think that's not just in our industry; it's in a lot of different industries. And you know, you keep doing what you're doing, Ranger, because we don't want to quit growing. When you stop moving forward, there's no such thing as still. I believe you keep sliding backwards, and so we keep trying to push forward and keep trying to innovate in a time frame when, you know, it seems like innovation is how much you can lower the price. Today, that is a big factor, but we also believe that there's some technology around the corner that's going to help us get to where we want to go as far as being the number one parking lot and a road sweeper, air sweeper in the manufacturer in the U.S. That's still our goal.
And, Mark, I very much appreciate your time.
Appreciate yours, too. Thank you very much.